do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east.
Give me your attacks. Everything.
If it isn't that time,
shit, man.
Perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify, your favorite application, or crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the crapola Rooney out of it. Mm-hmm. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Lots to talk about as the Trumpian shitstorm continues to roll across the world.
Yay.
Like that big giant storm on Jupiter. It's been going for hundreds of years.
How's the weather on Jupiter?
Very foolish.
It's all very foolish. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Join us on social media if you're listening live at Crab Diving. In fact, join us anytime on social media. We love chatting and responding.
Right.
And, you know, responding to the haters. It was especially sometimes fun.
Oh, yes. Fuck and, you, haters.
And
just stop
you.
Sucking George Soros' ding-a-ling.
Yeah, guys.
And let's go, everybody. Buckle up, strap on, strap in, and gird down, up, and inside, whatever you're into. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and you... How did you refer to Ann Coulter?
I don't know.
Satan's anal wart,
I believe I may have said.
I think you owe an apology to anal warts.
I
please.
Apologize.
Satan's anal wart never said anything racist or isn't fascist.
What did she fucking say?
I don't know.
What was the thing we put? I wasn't going to talk about it, but I forget. Coulter said something horrific. It's on our Facebook, facebook.com.
Oh, it's insane,
crab
too.
Diving.
I just looked at it. It's nuts.
It was the guy, the Nazi guy that ran over Heather Heyer.
Oh, my God. He did it on accident?
She thinks he panicked because he felt for his life and accidentally hit the gas. She's still convinced of
yes.
that, just so y'all know.
Listen, I'm trying to figure out the conservatives. You'll defend racist, bigoted, fucknut, neo-Nazi loons to the bitter end. The guy ran over a counter-protester. The guy murdered Heather Heyer
yes.
with his fucking car.
Yes.
You don't... Why are you defending him, Ann Coulter? Are you a white supremacist dickbag? Yes.
It's rhetorical, I'm assuming, or... That's not supposed to be answered. Right?
I mean, these fucking conservatives, man.
God damn it.
They love fetuses until they turn into people. But you say they're like people anyway. What the fuck? You know what I mean? They're conservative. It's all right, man.
I dropped the chain.
These conservatives.
It was a tragedy. I dropped the chain for my tea inside
tea
the cup.
Play going on over here.
Dude, it's
fucking like, Hamlet, this tea, man.
It's an event, man.
What tea are you drinking? Let's tell our listeners.
I'm drinking pure peppermint tea.
You can find that on Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. buy some of the tea at Vile Experience spars with during the show.
That's exactly where I do buy my tea from, actually. Yeah, yeah. From Amazon. I buy the big bulk bags of tea.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Ryan already did the Amazon promo. And don't forget Audible if you like to listen to books. You can download, go to crabdiving.com/audible, and whatever, I think you get a freebie book or two for the trial and stuff, and we get a little commissione for you signing up and shit.
We get paid.
And that helps us out here, and thanks for those that do. Thanks for those that are buying shit through the Amazon portal.
Thanks to those who show up in the middle of the night with bags of cash, leave it on the porch, no questions asked.
Yeah,
thank you.
Very Spiro Agnewian.
Oh, yes.
It's guerrilla fighting. You are going to be ultimately vulnerable to terrorism. And, if that's what you start to do in the military, like the Greeks did, as people have said, Louis, you got to understand, you don't even know your history. Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly.
You studied military history.
Not a good idea.
Oh, yeah, you've studied military history. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you've studied military history, Louis.
Oh, yes.
That's one of those evergreen clips.
Yeah.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines this Thursday, everybody.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, March 7th, 2019.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines, everybody.
I want to be cleansed of you. I'm in the fight with the dragon, boy.
Ooh. Over to the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post. HuffPost, excuse me.
Ooh, yes.
Picture of Kirsten Gillibrand running for El Presidente de los Estados Unidos.
Oui, oui.
And the headline says, Gillibrand whiffs, plays both sides on Omar.
Right.
This is the latest Ryan and I were discussing offline earlier.
Crab diving offline this conversation.
It's an interesting thing going on at the HuffPo that on these certain different days we've noticed headline hit pieces against one of the either declared or probably soon to be declared Democrats that are running for president. And they spent a couple days going after Amy Klobuchar, that she's some evil bitch lord of a boss.
Hello, bitch lord.
Then they went after Biden a couple of days ago. Basically on everything, like, wow, wait till Biden's track record gets pulled out in front of everybody.
Good God.
And stuff like that. Today, they had a headline about Cory Booker one time.
Yeah.
It was kind of a shit piece on him. And then now they're swinging at Kirsten Gillibrand. I don't know if they've...
Is she playing?
Do they have a horse in the race?
I don't know
what's going on at the HuffPo. Are they just equally...
I don't know.
Going after every Democrat.
I will say this Ilhan Omar stuff, Ilhan, is very bad.
It shouldn't be going
this
on.
This looks
at
so
all.
Bad for the Democrats.
Yeah, they fucked up from the first step, and now there's really no great solution.
Yeah, and you know what? Honestly, what are you supposed to do? Ignore it? It's disgusting. Nancy Pelosi should fucking apologize to Ilhan, don't you think?
That's not going to happen.
But that is how you repair this. That is how you make it right. She apologizes and say, I was wrong. I painted a target on my colleague's back because of my loyalty to this goddamn lobby.
Yeah, and there's still, a lot of these Democrats are saying, well, you're putting Ilhan Omar in danger more so than usual because she's the first, one of the first Muslim women in Congress. So, of course, the scum of our country are threatening her life.
Yeah, man.
And livelihood from the moment she was running and ran. But then they say, what she said was awful, though. What she said was very anti-Semitic. And yeah,
wasn't.
Again, maybe I'm stupid.
You are not.
But you're not stupid. I'm just not picking up on intentional, blatant anti-Israel or anti-Semitism. Anti-Israel, yes, not anti-Semitic. But
you're talking about the Israeli government. You're not allowed to criticize the Israeli government.
Well, and again, does that mean that we can't question the money or follow the money because of the horrific tropes and stereotypes about Jews and money?
Yeah.
So therefore, we can't say anything about money.
But
in regards to Israel,
I mean,
we can't.
The crazy thing is, she was talking about money in relation to the lobby.
The strength of lobbyists.
What is a lobbyist about? And money.
And that members of Congress are too loyal to the money in these super PACs, and these super PACs representing foreign interests especially.
Right. I mean,
I don't know.
And like the whole thing where it's like they were going to have this resolution, condemning her, what she said.
They're doing it today, I think. But they've added a bunch of other stuff into it. Like it's just general.
God.
It's general anti-hate.
I mean, when you dare, I understand what happens. When you criticize the Democrats, people come out of the woodwork saying, you know, what's with the infighting? Well, to me, this is worth it because fuck this. This is straight up racism. It's fucking ridiculous. And it's shameful.
One day after three top Democratic presidential candidates defended Representative Ilhan Omar.
Yes.
Over charges of anti-Semitism, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand issued a noticeably different statement, seeming to admonish Omar, equating the congresswoman's comments with a virulently Islamophobic poster displayed in West Virginia, linking Omar to the September 11th attacks. It is not the same fucking thing. Did you see the pictures of that the poster she's talking about that was hanging in West Virginia that the Republicans put up in West Virginia that basically was saying, well, you know, wait for Ilhan Omar to strap on a vest and blow up Congress kind of a thing.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm trying to understand what Gillibrand said. Hold on a second. She said that what Ilhan Omar tweeted is just as bad as the billboard linking her to 9/11 or something.
Those with critical views of Israel, such as Congresswoman Omar, should be able to express their views without employing anti-Semitic tropes about money or influence.
Well, she said the word money in relation to a lobbyist.
But wait a second. What if your issue is that certain lobbies or certain foreign interests are putting too much money into our system to try to influence it?
Right.
How do we talk about that then if we're not able to?
And maybe this is a case in point, you know, maybe this is that lobby not liking what Omar is saying and calling up their little minions and saying, hey, go after her. Say she's being anti-Semitic.
Yeah, right.
That is what is going on.
This is very strange to me. She said, just as those critical of Congresswoman Omar should not be using Islamophobic language and imagery that incites violence, such as what we saw in West Virginia.
Right.
It's not the same thing.
It's not even close. It's not even close.
God, maybe I need to talk to some of my Jewish friends. Although the Jewish friends I've seen posting on Facebook are all Team Omar.
Yeah. Or
They're not real fans of the apartheid-like situation going on in Israel and the treatment of the Palestinians.
What the fuck?
Well, they're terrorists.
I mean, this is insanity. This is like the Democrats saying, we don't have enough going on. Let's find some more bullshit to deal with.
Yeah.
This is like what the Democrats are doing with this is energy that should be put towards the enemy, which is fucking goddamn Donald Trump. There's plenty of shit to do. This is stupid.
Plenty.
This is shameful and idiotic.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Over to the Drudge Report.
Yes.
It's a picture of our bemushroomed commander-in-chief.
Ooh.
Who is looking sad and vexed in the picture.
You know, Donald, before you were president, this is why this is all so stupid. Like, before you were president, you didn't have Bob Mueller up your fucking asshole. You didn't have the Southern District of New York in your colon, right?
And you had a national entertainment newspaper that was happily cleaning up your cum stain.
Yes, and he had a show! You had a television show!
Right.
You fucking idiot! I can't tell you what I would do to get a television show.
I mean, you know, the way he spread his seed everywhere. I don't mean to refer to the women that are his victims as cum stains.
Right.
No. It's clarifying.
I really thought you were talking about his actual cum.
Yes, that's exactly what I meant.
He had a television show. And nobody ever really thought about your dick. Nobody thought about your dick. But now people refer to you as a thing someone compared your dick to. And it's not a big oak tree. It's a mushroom.
Yeah.
Well, and your brand is in the toilet. Winning.
The headline at the Drudge Report says swamped. And it leads to, I don't know what this is, the CT Post?
The CT Post. Cats and trees. Yeah, I have no fucking idea.
I know not what the CT
scan is. What is that in medicine? A CT?
I don't think it's a
scan.
I don't think it's a cat scan. The CT Post has a story that says Trump struggles to defend his record amid setbacks on immigration, trade, and North Korea.
Wait. A CT scan is actually a cat scan. Is that true?
Aren't
then why do people call it that? Call it the real thing. Call it CAT scan. Because that's actually shorter than the abbreviated name CT scan.
A CT scan, also known as computed tomography scan, and formerly known as a computerized axial tomography scan or CAT scan.
Oh, I knew this.
Makes use of a computer.
I'm just kidding. Joking. I didn't. I'm kidding.
It says Trump is losing ground on top priorities to curb illegal immigration, cut the trade deficit, and blunt North Korea's nuclear threat. Setbacks that complicate his planned reelection message as the can-do president.
Can't do.
Who is making historic changes.
What he can do is just fuck everything up gloriously. I mean, well.
Late last week, Trump flew home. This is Drudge.
Right.
The Drudge links to a story talking about how shitty Trump is. Last week, he flew home empty-handed from a summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
You should have brought Dennis Rodman this time.
And within days, new satellite images appeared to show the North Korea was secretly rebuilding a rocket launcher site.
Rocket Man.
On Tuesday, the Department of Homeland Security announced that unauthorized border crossings have spiked to the highest pace in 12 years.
Hell
despite Trump's hardline rhetoric.
MAGA!
And new policies aimed at deterring migrants. I guess if you take their kids away from them and never let them see their parents again, that's still some parents would still rather their kids be alive and safe in another country.
Because they don't have a choice but to leave.
Yeah, and how evil is it for us to give them that choice?
It is immensely evil.
Yesterday,
it's ridiculous.
Yesterday, when Department of Homeland Security Barbie was, or Nazi what? Barbie.
Nazi Barbie.
Yeah, Kirsten, Kirsten Nielsen.
Nielsen.
Was.
Is she an anal ward?
Testifying. She was so careless about it and lied. Again, lied.
Right.
That there was no policy of like family separation and everything. It's like, well, what?
Are they saying family separation is zero tolerance? And so.
Well, that's what it was. That was the initial point of it.
Yeah.
As a deterrent. It was, we're going to hurt your kids as a deterrent. God bless America.
We should help people. We should want to help people.
What's wrong with you?
We have a big country with lots of shit in it. We should help people.
But they're taking my job.
Right. That's going to be my campaign slogan when I run. We should help people. We have a big country and we have lots of shit.
You do-gooder Cuckmeister.
Oh, yes. Cuckmeister.
And then yesterday we did the story about Commerce Department, his own Commerce Department.
Yay.
Saying that the nation's trade deficit is at a record high.
Aw, shit.
In part due to punitive tariffs that Trump himself imposed on our friends as well as our adversaries.
Winning!
Trump vowed throughout his 2016 campaign during the presidency to shrink the trade deficit.
Shrinkage.
Which he views as a measure of other nations taking advantage of the United States.
Fuck you, MAGA bitches!
So there you go.
It's great. It's great. I remember when he was running for president and he referred to the Syrian refugees as diseased. Do you remember that?
Sure.
What the fuck? America? How the fuck could you vote for him?
It's right from Ann Coulter's mouth, too. Ugh. That kind of shit.
Ugh. God, I'm going to be so pissed off when this guy causes a nuclear war and fucks everything up. Aren't you?
They say here, yet as he has struggled to fulfill some of his signature campaign promises, Trump has consistently blamed others for his woes.
Yeah. I love it, but that's his jam. He's good at that.
Yeah. He criticized Barack Obama and George Bush for not reforming the immigration system or reigning in North Korea. But he ran on that. They didn't do it. I'm going to be able to do it because I do great deals and I'm a genius. I'm a fucking genius.
Here's how I think about North Korea and whoever is president. You're president. You start your presidency on day one and then and on your last day.
As North Korean president?
No. As our president.
Oh, okay.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
So like day one, your last day. No nuclear war with North Korea. Congratulations. You won the prize.
Yeah.
That's it. What are you going to do with Kim Jong-un? Are you going to reform his country? I mean.
Beautiful resorts. Look at all that land. Look at all those beaches you've got.
All those goddamn camps and shit, man. It's fucking horrible.
He criticized Democrats for failing to support his border wall.
Boo.
And
shit.
Implored them to ratify new trade deals. Good luck.
Fuck you.
He even attacked fellow Republicans, slamming Paul Ryan during a Rose Garden news conference last month for not having pushed faster to get a deal on the wall.
Paul Ryan doesn't work in our government anymore, right? Is he gone? He's no longer employed.
Yeah, we haven't seen his smug fucking face in a while.
Yeah.
It's been kind of nice.
Sad. Well, he's got all this extra time to work out now.
But the Republicans have plenty of fuck faces to replace him, so.
Is it true that Paul Ryan is getting into MMA?
What does MMA stand for?
I mean, mixed martial arts.
That's the headlines, everybody.
Yeah, a friend of mine asked me to take, to go to like Muay Thai class with him or something.
Oh.
What is that? That's like.
That's
kung fu or something. Yeah.
That's jujitsu.
That sounds like fun.
Beating the shit out of people.
No thanks.
Another headline from the CNBC.
Yay.
Winning. U.S. households see biggest decline in net worth since the financial crisis.
You suck. Right? I mean, he sucks. Guys, this guy fucking sucks. Democrats, he sucks. Leave this Omar alone. He sucks. She doesn't suck. He sucks. How is that difficult? She doesn't suck. He sucks. Fuck. God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And why are they up her dick? Leave her alone.
The financial household net worth had been rising strongly since the crisis, up 73% since 2009, What happened in 2009? Let me see. January of 2009, a black dude moved into the White House, and net worth began rising strongly. And now all of a sudden, Trump brings class back to the White House.
Yes.
Trump brings Chick-fil-A and McDonald's and golden shower parties back to the White House to class that shit up.
The golden shower party may not be a party to everyone involved. It depends on what kind of participant you are at the party. If you're there just picking up a paycheck because you're letting somebody pee in your face, I don't know. That's work.
It's just insane. So
it's bonkers, dude.
Congratulations, America.
Oh, thank you very much.
You did a fucking great.
Congratulations to you, America.
Great fucking job.
Great job voting, everybody. Whoa.
Speaking of our president, yesterday we have another one of those moments. Yesterday.
Twatting?
Trump has an issue of many issues. But you know how he like obviously can't remember people's names. Sometimes he'll be with like a leader or something, and he'll say with the Mr. Great Leader here.
I saw
Mr. Dear Leader.
I know what you're talking about. Is there audio of this?
Oh sure. So
because I just read it.
So last year, this kind story over at The Verge shares to set it up. Last year, when Trump was talking about who was standing next to him, Marilyn Hewson, who is the CEO of Lockheed Martin.
Okay, they make planes.
Her name is Marilyn Hewson.
Yes.
Here's Trump talking about her last year.
We have some of our great business leaders and leaders, period, right behind me. I may ask Marilyn Lockheed.
Marilyn Lockheed. It wasn't even Marilyn Lockheed. It was Marilyn Lockheed.
Trump's from a different time.
He made it French, yeah.
Listen, he's from a different time. The medieval times. Marilyn of Lockheed.
Marilyn Lockheed.
Marilyn Lockheed.
Her name is Hewson. Well, so yesterday, to his left, sitting on this panel, which is agonizing enough.
Yes.
For some reason, is Ivanka.
Ivanka.
Next to Trump was the CEO of Apple. Mr. Tim Cook.
That's not his name. Not anymore.
And here's our commander-in-chief.
Country, we appreciate it very much, Tim Apple.
What the fuck?
We appreciate it very much, Tim Apple.
I mean, Tim of Apple. I am Tim of Apple.
We appreciate it very much, Tim Apple. But... Country, we appreciate it very much, Tim Apple. But
Ivanka looks down for a second. I think she knows.
Oh yes. Well,
something might have broken through her thinking about herself for a microsecond.
I don't know. I'm going to have to call fake news on that. I don't believe you.
I don't know what's happening here right now.
Why do I talk like I'm an idiot? Apple.
So there you go, Donald Trump.
God, that's fucked up.
Tim Apple.
Hi, my name's Little Timmy Apple. How are you? I'm Tim Apple.
Tim Apple.
What the fuck?
Speaking of Donald Trump, he's been taken to his favorite medium, the Twitter.
Yes. They don't care that he violates their terms and services all the fucking time.
They looked into that and they decided that
he's got too many followers.
Well, and he's president.
Oh, God. Okay. I must have forgotten for like 2 seconds that he was. Boy, thanks for ruining my bliss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The So Donald Trump, our president of the United States.
Fuck you.
Tweeted, let's see, 23 hours ago. He quoted a Congressman Chris Stewart.
Okay.
No one is accusing the president of a crime, and yet they, meaning the Democrats, are issuing hundreds of subpoenas. This is unprecedented. They're desperately trying to find anything they can, even a punctuation mistake in a document.
Well, listen, they'll find that. If they're looking through your shit, dickhead, they will surely find a punctuation mistake. And they'll probably find it in Michael Cohen, too. He kind of seems, you know, like, I don't know. Doesn't he seem dull or something?
Michael Cohen?
Yeah, yeah. He just seems like he came out of The Sopranos, too. All these guys.
A lot of them do. Yeah. So then he tweeted about some other shit. And then the more interesting one occurred at 6:05 p.m. last night.
Yes.
Our time here in the Central Time Zone.
Okay.
So 7 p.m. Eastern.
Wow.
He said, Democrats just blocked Fox News from holding a debate. Good. Then I think I'll do the same thing with the fake news networks and the radical left Democrats in the general election debates. Exclamation point.
What a great president. You know what I love about Trump is that he's well thought out.
Yeah.
He really thinks before he twats out something.
Sure.
What a great qualities for a leader. He just is so quick.
Also, I mean, this is he's threatening. Is this not a crime? He is threatening that I will not debate on television on anyone else but Fox, is basically what he's saying now. Great. I'm going to do that to all the fake news, which means everybody but Fox, that everybody that doesn't lick his scrot.
Yeah. So, God, that's insane. I'm just trying to wrap my mind around that. Our president is kind of saying that he's only going to be on Fox. And if you want to debate him, you have to come to rapey, creepy Foxville and debate me. No, thank you.
Democrats blocked Fox News from holding a debate. Good. I think I'll do the same thing with fake news networks.
Wow.
And the radical left Democrats in the general election debates. What does that mean? He's not even going to debate a Democrat?
Listen,
no debates for you.
Radical left.
Yep.
Radical left.
Oh, that's the, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the.
See, I think all of this, this guy is laying the groundwork to say when I'm elected, when I'm not elected again, I'm staying and you can suck my cock. And Mueller can suck my cock. And everybody can suck my cock because you're all fake and you're all radical and I'm saving the country for the idiots. Creepy.
That's our president.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I am really looking forward to tomorrow when he's in Mobile or Alabama.
Oh, is he
surveying
going to,
damage from that tornado?
Yeah, making everyone feel better. Yeah,
you're going to help. I'm
is
helping.
Melania going?
Yeah, I think so. If he ties her up and puts blue tape over her mouth and throws her in Air Force One. Yeah, she'd love to go.
I love Birmingham.
Birmingham. They will come here.
I love the Birmingham.
Yeah, they will drag you away. What? Come here.
Okay, so this one is quite disturbing.
Boo.
Actually, and creepy as fuck.
Oh, yes.
Leaked documents.
Leaked.
My favorite type.
Oh, yes.
Show that they got these documents. NBC got these documents.
Fake news.
Showing that the U.S. government created a secret database or database.
Right.
However thou pronounceth it. Of activists, journalists, and social media influencers.
Yeah, shit. Us? You don't know.
Tied to the migrant caravan.
Oh, wait. Yeah, yeah.
And in some cases, placed alerts on their passports for zero reason.
So
other than they were either activists or journalists or social media influencers that were active in trying to put forth the pro-caravan message.
People that voted for Donald Trump, are you hearing how stupid you are? You're so stupid.
As the migrant caravan reached the San Ysidro port of entry in South San Diego County, so did journalists, attorneys, and advocates who were ready to work and witness the events unfolding.
Right.
But in the months that followed, journalists covering the caravan, as well as those who offered assistance to caravan members, said they felt they had become targets of intense inspections and scrutiny by border officials.
It's not just fucking, in their imagination, right?
These fucking jackboots at the border.
Dude, this is bullshit.
One photojournalist said she was pulled into secondary inspections three times and asked questions about who she saw and who she photographed when she was in Tijuana shelters.
Damn, you see, Donald Trump has his own little army of fascists. That's what happened. He got, when he was running for office, he sucked the dick of ICE, you know, and now they're going to do fucking anything for him.
Another photojournalist said she spent 13 hours detained by Mexican authorities when she tried to cross the border into Mexico City. Eventually, she was denied entry and sent back to the United States.
So she can't work?
For no other reason, she's on some list because she was investigating what was going on with the caravan.
God, this is fucking ridiculous. This is ridiculous, dude.
It says these American photojournalists and attorneys say that they had suspected the U.S. government was monitoring them, but until now couldn't prove it. Now these documents got leaked to NBC, shows that those fears were not baseless. In fact, their own government had listed their names in a secret database of targets where agents collected information on them. Some had alerts placed on their passports, keeping at least two photojournalists and an attorney from entering Mexico to work.
For
no reason.
Just because.
Other than they were either trying to help people right. from the caravan or covering people from the caravan.
Boy, this sounds like a Stephen Miller idea, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
He would love this.
Oh, yeah. He's raking his fingers over his penis wrinkles while this is happening.
A list. A list.
The,
I mean, is it illegal for your government for no reason at all to put a flag on your passport?
Well, now you know what's going to happen. This person is going to be getting in trouble. The documents were provided by a Homeland Security source on the condition of anonymity. So, you know,
right.
What's going to be the Trump administration response? Wow, we shouldn't be doing that to journalists. No, they're going to say, who leaked it? We right. got to get that person.
And they aren't going to say they're journalists because they're going to say they're people proliferating fake news and trying to harm our country.
Oh, they're pro.
So that's what they're saying.
They were aiding Raiders. And abetting an enemy force that was attacking, that was launching toward our southern border.
I... It's crazy. That's some crazy shit, man.
The intelligence gathering efforts were done under Operation Secure Line.
Oh, my God.
The operation designated to monitor the migrant caravan.
Oh, yes. Shit.
The documents list people who officials think should be targeted for extra screening at the border.
Hey, Trump, what do you think your relationship's like with the media?
The
not Fox.
In the papers that they got, the individuals listed included 10, including 10 journalists, seven of whom are U.S. citizens.
Holy shit.
A U.S. attorney and 48 people from the United States and other countries labeled as organizers, instigators, or their roles, quote, unknown. The target list includes advocates from organizations like the Border Angels and Pueblos Sin Fronteras.
Oui, oui. This is some Nazi shit, man.
The
instigators. They're calling people instigators?
Yeah.
Because what? They write opinion pieces against Trump?
The documents are titled San Diego Sector Foreign Operations Branch, Migrant Caravan FY 2019.
Oh, my God.
Suspected organizers, coordinators, instigators, and media.
Yay.
Dated January 9th, 2019. So, like, 2 months old only.
Holy fuck.
And good for these people who are working for Homeland Security, who are creeped the fuck out by this these fascist goose-stepping dick whittles.
Yeah.
That are taking over.
I mean, shit. What do you say to this, man? This is crazy. That's a list. Like, how do you get your passport flagged anyway? Like you're a person like this, of interest? Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
For each person, the documents show their photo, often from their passport, but in some cases from social media accounts. So they download one of your pictures from social media to use on your illegal database profile. That information includes the person's date of birth, their country of commencement, and their alleged role tied to the migrant caravan. Some individuals have a colored X over their photo.
Oh, my God.
Indicating whether they had been arrested, interviewed, or had their visa pass revoked.
So what's going on? Did they not want people covering the caravan?
No, not.
They just wanted an excuse to gather information on journalists?
They didn't want them covering the caravan well.
Yeah.
And showing that it wasn't just MS-13 members, that there were like women and children and families and shit. That's the last information they wanted out there.
I mean, if you just look at what is going on, big picture wise, it's not good.
In addition to flagging them for secondary screenings, the Homeland Security source told NBC7, this is San Diego that broke the story, NBC San Diego. They said that the agents also created dossiers on each person listed.
Damn.
So there you go.
Starting a file?
You got a Homeland Security file because you were reporting on the caravan.
This is cartoon-like.
We are a criminal investigation agency. We are not an intelligence agency, the source said. We can't create dossiers on people. They're creating dossiers on people. This is an abuse of the Border Search Authority, this whistleblower said.
So the Border Patrol, that's who is doing this? It's not ICE?
Homeland Security.
So
Border Patrol.
So they aren't allowed to build files on
Apparently
people.
They're not supposed to.
So what does the database look like? I mean, how many people are in it? How many people are on that list? What information?
They got one dossier, for an example, from it was on Nicole Ramos, refugee director and an attorney for a law center called Al Otro Lado.
I mean, dude, these are people
for migrants, a law center for migrants and refugees in Tijuana. The dossier included personal details on Ramos, including specific details about the car she drives, her mother's name, her work and travel history.
God, so Trump doesn't want lawyers helping these people, and they don't want the press down there covering it.
Ms. Ramos, they talked to here, and she said she wants to find out why she's being targeted.
Yeah, I mean, if you're on a list with Homeland Security, don't they have to tell you why you're on the list?
Probably not after that fucking Patriot Act bullshit.
Oh, good God. Yeah, right.
The document appears to prove what we have assumed for some time, which is that we are on a law enforcement list designed to retaliate against human rights defenders working with asylum seekers and who are critical of CBP practices that violate the rights of asylum seekers.
Shit. Damn.
So criticize Customs and Border Patrol, investigate Customs and Border Patrol, and you're going to get put on the list and they may flag your passport.
Do we think we don't have a whole picture of what's going on with these camps and the situation at the border?
Well, no, they were trying to get out of Kirstjen Nielsen yesterday. One of the congressmen was like, "Are we still putting children in cages?" She goes like, "We never, congressman, we never put children in cages." And he held up a picture. He's like, what's this?
Yeah, it's a picture what is of a this? Kid in a cage.
It's a holding area where it's, you know, it's not a cage. It's just
jailing people.
It's just a locked, fenced-in room. That's no, it's not a cage.
They're jailing people. We have camps. We have fucking camps in our country for people coming here seeking asylum. They need help.
So after the story broke, Customs and Border Patrol told NBC News the names in the database are all people who were present during violence.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they were there when things got violent.
What does that mean? When the Border Patrol was launching tear gas?
The agency said journalists are tracked so they can learn more about what started the violence.
Bullshit.
Well, we're just trying to study and see what started the violence.
We know how regimes like Trump feel about journalists.
That's bullshit.
We get it. You want to silence them.
An attorney with ACLU said the government's targeting of journalists and migrants is outrageous. This is an outrageous violation of the First Amendment. The government cannot use the pretext of the border to target activists critical of its policies. Lawyers providing legal representation or journalists simply doing their jobs. We are exploring all options in response. So I hope they sue the fuck.
The problem is what that person said doesn't gel with what our president says. Our president says our border is a dangerous place. It's human trafficking all over the place. The drug dealers, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, terrorists, people who want to do us harm, rapists. Yeah. That's the reality that Trump is creating for people. So then when you say there's a list of journalists and lawyers, some people would probably say, well, yeah, of course. Look, we're at war at the border. It's a mess down there.
They spoke with another one of the photojournalists that was on the list, a freelance photojournalist, Ariana Dressler.
Yes.
She said, I cover social and political issues.
Okay.
Covering the migrant caravan in Tijuana for BuzzFeed and UPI.
Right.
She said, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about who are these people that are trying to seek asylum. So I think as a photojournalist, it's my responsibility to cover that to the best of my abilities. She said she crossed the border from San Ysidro dozens of times covering the caravan. I was transparent about what I was doing. You'd see me carrying a camera. If I was asked by an agent what I was doing, I would tell them I'm photographing the migrant shelter.
I'm a journalist.
But on December 30th, recently, when she was crossing back to the U.S., she was pulled into a secondary inspection and questioned.
Okay.
She said, two people in plain clothes came down, took me to another room. They questioned me in a small room, asking me questions about the shelter. Why was I there? Who was I working for?
I mean, journalists shouldn't have to explain to government officials why they are taking pictures. She's a photojournalist.
After an hour, she was allowed to leave, but the agents warned her that an alert was placed on her passport. And she would be pulled into secondary screening again if she crossed the border.
Oh, they're threatening her.
They said, plan accordingly. Well, no, they were telling her.
Yeah, yeah.
The reason we did this is because you're flagged. And you should add an hour to your crossing for your secondary interrogation every time. When she asked why the alert was placed, the agent said they had no idea.
Huh. So it's not that organization putting her on a list, the journalist on a list, right? Or it is. It's Homeland Security putting her on a list.
Yes.
And she's talking to
And then flagging her passport, which these Border Patrol people then have to pull her in.
Oh, so the Border Patrol people, they're different than Homeland Security.
They're under Homeland Security.
Oh, okay, okay.
She said some of the questions she thought were odd on her third screening when she had to go through again and got stopped. She said they asked about the new caravan, if word had gotten out about how difficult it is to seek asylum in the U.S. Then before I left, the female agent asked if I rented or owned my own home. The fuck business is that of yours?
Why does that matter?
creepy.
Yeah, that is fucked up.
She said that the photo that they're using for her in this database comes from her passport.
Okay.
The screenshots include a green X over her photograph, indicating that she'd been interviewed by agents. She God. Said she was blown away when she was shown these documents.
Shit, and what do they tell you? You try to come back and do your job, we're going to interview you again. We're going to harass you again.
Journalists said that 37 journalists said so far they found their secondary screenings invasive.
Right.
And felt that the border agents were conducting warrantless searches of their electronic devices.
Fuck.
Some of the journalists featured in leaked documents say they were separated from their electronic devices and gear, but they had no evidence agents had gone through them.
Oh, bullshit. You know something happened. They're going to have all that shit. They're not going to look through it. They're not going to copy it onto a junk drive.
So, I mean, how fucking creepy Big Brother shit is this?
This is Big Brother, yeah. That's fucked up, man.
And let's not forget that lovely fucking Patriot Act, of which we spoke a little few moments ago.
Nobody read it, and they signed it.
Allows enemy combatants to be detained indefinitely without due process.
Yeah. So if you're a journalist,
pretty vague about who can be detained, who can be deemed an enemy combatant, though.
Well, I you know, it's Trump. Trump will say, "Oh, it's the press. That's crab diving." Yeah. I mean, listen to how he talks about journalists. They're liars. They're scum.
Yeah.
Fake news. They hate the country and all that other crap.
Manda kalabuho, masiki lomoko da masa.
Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody.
You know, you hear all of that. Yeah. Jeebus and all that shit. But you hear all that stuff about Trump says all this crazy shit, right? It just seems weird, fucked up. But man, he's laying like the groundwork for these weird narratives. Like if you're a press person, you cover the Trump administration in a negative way, you're an enemy combatant. If you're seeking asylum, you're a terrorist or a rapist.
Well, enemy of the people.
The election is not viable. Fake voters. Voter fraud. I'm not leaving when I lose. That's where he's going with this bullshit. And you can drag me out of the fucking White House kicking and screaming.
Even more shit coming out about just how creepy, corrupt, and shady this whole fucking administration is.
Oh, yes.
This was a couple days ago this came out.
Right.
That they found out that right after Hurricane Harvey, the one that that Trump cared about because it was kind of white people.
Right.
It was Texas.
Yes.
So he had some concern about that.
And it's not an island.
So now we found out that the EPA, and at that point would have been Scott Pruitt.
I need some lotion for my skin.
Yeah.
I want to get my wife at Chick-fil-A.
It's very dry inside my cone of silence. I need extra lotion.
I have bulletproof upholstery in my office.
So it says in the weeks after Harvey's catastrophic sweep through Houston, resulting in chemical spills, fires, flooded storage tanks, and damaged industrial plants.
Hell yeah, motherfucker.
Residents and rescue crews were complaining of burning throats, nausea, and dizziness.
Oh, shit.
So NASA scientists were getting ready to fly a special sciencey aeroplane,
right?
DC-8, equipped with the world's most sophisticated air samplers.
Oh, cool!
Over the hurricane zone, and they were going to monitor the pollution levels.
Yes,
but the state of Texas and the EPA were like, "No, we're good. Stay away."
Why? Why wouldn't you want to know what the fuck is going on? Or is some like corporation down there fucking up our environment?
All of those who chemically spilled, fired, flooded, and damaged
they don't want to be fucked with.
Don't want people to know.
Don't fly your fucking plane over here and figure out what's going on. There might be somebody to blame that gives the Republicans lots of fucking money.
According to emails obtained via public records request and interviews with scientists, dozens of scientists,
fake news,
and officials familiar with the sitch,
haters,
the EPA and state officials argued that NASA's data would cause confusion and might overlap with their own analysis.
Oh, I bet it would.
Which, I mean, was showing there's only a couple isolated spots to worry about. Nothing to see here, just a couple of spots.
You can
don't
just
worry.
Fuck right off about cancer and pollution. Suck my dick.
I think it'll just confuse people if we tell them that there's no pollution and you tell them there's a lot of it. It's just going to confuse people.
My eyes and my skin are burning.
No, it's not.
I'm confused. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm bleeding. I'm not. I'm not bleeding. I'm confused about that.
Texas's director of toxicology.
Oh, yes. Ooh. What do you get, a parking space for that?
Michael Honeycutt.
Yes.
Said, at this time, we don't think your data would be useful.
We have the state-of-the-art technology bullshit over here. Can fly over wherever you are, tell you what the fuck is wrong with the atmosphere. Yeah. You can't do that right now. That's useful. That would be useful, dickhead.
So the EPA deferred to this asshole, who is described here in the Los Angeles Times as a controversial toxicologist who has suggested that air pollution may actually be beneficial to human health.
You know what? This guy has seen too many of these fucking X-Men movies where somebody gets something spilt, like in Daredevil. The character Daredevil gets a lot of bullshit spilled on him, and all of a sudden he's blind. But he can see, like, what can he do? He can see, like, shit in the ground.
Daredevil?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he can hear shit and, like, echolocate, kind of.
Oh, he can echolocate.
Well, kind of, yeah.
He's like a dolphin.
Yes.
He thinks, maybe he thinks the pollution would be like that. Like this pollution would spill over you, and all of a sudden you have gills. You can swim underwater.
Oh, well, there you go. Ignore the testicle lumps.
Oh, that's fine.
Don't worry about that.
Hey, look, this chemical shit went all over me. I can fly now.
Yeah.
Too bad
I can't get off the ground because of my bowling ball sized left nut.
Yeah, I got tumors.
The response stunned NASA scientists.
Yes.
Many of whom had flown similar missions in the past, including over the 2010 Deepwater Horizon spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, wee wee.
An EPA spokesman blame Texas state officials.
But nobody said, hey, why don't you fly the plane? They blame Texas officials for saying no to the plane.
Apparently.
So did that guy say, well, they said no, but damn, we should do it. You should fly that plane.
Texas state officials were saying their own monitoring efforts, which included mobile bus units and crews with handheld devices on the ground, would be sufficient. But NASA scientists say if you were to let them fly their big fancy DC-8, it would have provided the most comprehensive and detailed analysis of air quality in the region, allowing for more thorough understanding of the situation.
That would be like if you went to the doctor and you said, oh, my God, I'm sick. I don't know what's wrong. And the doctor said, well, we really need to run an X-ray on you. And then your friend pops up and says, oh, no, we don't need an X-ray. That's OK. I think I understand what's happening.
One scientist said, it's totally possible we'd have found nothing at all to be concerned about, but at least we'd have known that without a doubt.
Right.
But some are seeing the EPA decision as part of a pattern. Golly gee, you think?
Yes.
Since taking office, the Trump administration has rejected and suppressed established science, partnered with fringe researchers, and embraced industry-backed views, including appointing a former coal lobbyist as its new EPA administrator.
Yay! So probably what happened was, like, one of Trump's buddies has some fucked-up plant down there in Texas, wherever the fuck, calls up Trump and says, oh, shit, all my gas got out of my fucking whatever the fuck, and it's polluting everything. Yeah. I don't want anybody to find out about that. Probably golf together at Mar-a-Lago.
The Houston area is one of the most heavily concentrated industrial hubs in the nation, home to thousands of petroleum refineries and chemical manufacturing plants.
Yes.
And more than a dozen Superfund sites.
Super. What does that mean?
Those are so toxic that there was a Superfund created for the federal government to help step in to help clean
Jesus
up
Christ.
These horrible areas.
Thank God there wasn't a wind plant down there or a bunch of solar panels.
Good thing the sun didn't spill over.
Well, yeah.
On August 28th, Greg Abbott, the governor, suspended state emission rules, including those governing air pollution.
Woohoo!
After the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality said they would impede disaster response. Those rules remain suspended for 7 months.
Yeah, baby!
Pollute away for 7 months,
yeah,
y'all!
Yeah, motherfuckers! The Republicans, do they not need to breathe?
They don't need to, they have enough money to live where they don't care if they have to breathe or not.
No,
because
yeah,
it's only
right.
poor people that live near these.
Right. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Officials from the EPA and the State Environmental Agency, which had shut down their stationary air monitors to avoid storm damage, said the air quality is fine.
Oh, yes. How do you fucking know, dickhead? How do they know? Because they know.
Despite EPA claims pollutants were, quote, well below levels of health concern, residents and rescuers complained about fumes. Clouds of benzene and other cancer-causing chemicals floated over the city, according to the analyses by environmental groups and news reports.
Listen, I'm not a scientist, but a cloud of benzene is bad, right? It's not good.
I don't think it's good for you.
Got a whole cloud of benzene over here.
Although this guy in Texas may say it's, you know... It's good. It's a good exfoliant.
It's like my skin is burning. Your skin isn't burning.
It's a good exfoliant.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
You literally just got a chemical peel. The whole state of Texas.
So there you go. That's the EPA under Trump.
Oh, okay. Well, great.
Let's see what horrible post-hurricane pollution damage we're going to have to deal with. No, that's all right.
Nah,
we got it covered. Don't worry about it.
Fuck you, man.
A bunch of blacks that live around that. Chemical plant, no yeah. worries.
We don't need your fancy ass fucking plane.
Yay, capitalism.
I mean, the plane was that they're like, we can fly a plane over this and figure out what the fuck is going on. They're like,
very
no.
detailed, very sophisticated equipment.
What did Scott Pruitt say when he lived in, he was Oklahoma, right?
Yes.
They're like, hey, we want to look into this fracking shit. Scott Pruitt was like, pump the brakes.
Oh, fracking.
We don't want you to to find out if fracking is causing earthquakes in my state. That's what he was against.
Yeah.
I remember when I found out Scott Pruitt was going to be the EPA person. I mean, weren't you surprised?
That a former oil and coal lobbyist from Oklahoma?
Yeah. Fucked up.
That's the story there.
Perfect.
I've got another story. Oh, here we go. Jared Kushner, have you heard of him?
Oh, yes. Got all this security clearance.
So apparently this is a habit among the Trump administration.
Okay.
When you go to meet with criminal dictators and strongmen,
you suck their cock.
Is that, well, yeah, you behind closed doors, just the two of you.
Oh, yeah.
Because you get some alone time.
Oh, great.
With them.
That's perfect.
Last week, Jared Kushner went to Saudi Arabia to save the Mideast.
Oh, yes.
And now officials at the U.S. Embassy in Riyadh are saying, they have no idea what happened. They were not read in on the details of Jared's trip to Saudi Arabia or in any meetings he held with members of the country's royal court last week.
So what was going on there?
That is causing concern not only in the embassy, but also among members of Congress.
Yes. Isn't he building a tower over there, do some bullshit real estate project?
Maybe, yeah. Kushner stopped in Riyadh. While there, he met with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and the king. Maybe to discuss U.S.-Saudi cooperation, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, economic investment in the region, cures for cancer, AIDS, childhood leukemia.
Right, with Jared, by the way.
Well, yeah.
Jared Kushner.
But
former slumler lord of New York, now, you know, is going to fix the Middle East.
No one from the embassy in Riyadh was in the meetings.
Oh, okay.
The royal court handled the entire schedule, one person said.
So they basically just had Jared Kushner to themselves. They were in charge of all the planning, no U.S. people involved.
The lack of insight into Kushner's visit to Saudi Arabia has frustrated members of Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, saying they're actively trying to learn more about the conversations between U.S. senior officials and Saudi Arabia. What's going on? What are you guys talking about? It's not how it works.
Right. Hey, why doesn't the Democratic House call him in to question him about it? Get off this Ilhan Omar and question Jared fucking Kushner. How about that?
Congress people are concerned that the embassy in Riyadh did not have knowledge of what was discussed. They're particularly interested in understanding the back and forth between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia regarding a potential nuclear deal.
Oh, okay.
Nuclear power.
We're going to give them nuclear power? Technology?
Yes. The Daily Beast reported last week that the Trump administration is still actively working to make a deal to send U.S. nuke technology to Saudi Arabia, and that American energy businesses are still hoping to cash in on Riyadh's push for energy diversification. So some American nuke people are hoping to cash in.
Now, my hypocrisy monitor is flashing. I remember Hillary was
still in working order after this administration.
It's busted. Doesn't work anymore. Hillary was accused of taking money from Uranium One, something like that.
Sure.
Because what? They were giving our technology to the Russians or some shit like that.
They were giving our uranium to the Russians.
Right. But we don't care about Jared Kushner going over there and negotiating nuclear energy technology away to the Saudis.
Well, because somebody's going to make a lot of money.
Oh, right. And it's not like, you know, maybe we're blowing this out of proportion. It's not like the Saudis were responsible for 9/11 or anything like that.
No, they had nothing to do with it.
Yeah. It's not like they just cut somebody up in a basement.
And apparently cremated him in a portable oven in the backyard of a...
They cooked a journalist. They cut up a journalist and they cooked him.
So, you know, right out of Don's playbook, when he has his little power bottoming sessions for Putin.
Yes.
Now we've got Jared Kushner having some alone time with MBS and the king.
But if you're a true power bottom and, you know, you take it seriously, you don't need an audience. You know?
Well, I would, yeah, maybe.
He needs privacy. Privacy. It
depends on what your vibe is.
Orange.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Join us on social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING.
Yes. Danka.
And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal.
That's always right.
crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go, we get a little commission.
We get paid, baby.
Cost you fuck all.
That's right.
Tomorrow is Faithless Friday.
Jesus.
We'll whip out some, a little bit more of the religiosity related type stories.
Right. Okay.
We could do one today, though. I've got a ton of them.
Okay.
This is an example.
Right.
A sample of some
it's
of
a
the
preview.
Some of the fun tomorrow.
A tease for tomorrow's episode of Faithless Friday, only on crabdiving.com.
And infuriating. You know, there's so many. Sometimes it makes me crazy that, you know, hold my beer thing.
No, I hate that.
Hold my beer.
No more.
But there really seem to be a few states that are just desperately offering to hold each other's beers on a whole bunch of different ridiculous, horrible Christo fascist laws.
It could be the shittiest contest.
North Carolina again.
Lucky.
This time the Republicans there.
Right.
are now proposing House Bill 196, which would basically force parents to sign permission slips for kids before getting any type of sex education.
No sex education unless you get a permission slip.
They're trying to make it harder for students to learn any kind of sex education. They want an opt-out policy for parents who may have religious objections to their kids learning that sex exists and that's how you make babies in school.
Oh, my God. Damn. I mean, how do you, but then how do you cover any kind of biology and sex? Because, I mean, I'm no Jacques Cousteau, but animals fuck. Lots of all animals fuck, right?
No, a lot of them. Elizabeth Finley of a nonprofit working group trying to improve adolescent young adult sexual health said an opt-in policy is hard to implement, and we know that schools and teachers are already stretched. The challenge is that when you have an opt-in policy, those sheets of paper get lost in a book or misplaced, blah, blah, blah. Very often it gets lost in the shuffle. Plus, some of the people who need to learn this shit the most
are
the repressed fucking Christian families that don't want their children to know that sex exists.
So what I'm hearing is they don't want the sex education class. Because if they're doing an opt-in and not everybody takes it, it's just going to be pushed out.
And the fucking Republicans of North Carolina, again, prying open the starfish of the people to the evangelical religious lunatics.
Sex education is what? Important.
Yeah. And
necessary.
We've talked about it a million times here on the show, that one study they did of Colorado versus Texas. One teaches comprehensive sex education in public schools at a younger age.
Yes.
And they also have birth control available.
Oh, great.
In clinics and stuff for teenagers, etc. Texas, none of that for you. Keep your legs closed, you whores. And no comprehensive sex education and stuff like that in Texas. Guess who has the higher teen pregnancy rate?
I'm going to go with Texas, Pat.
Right. You know, abstinence-only teaching, you're going to end up with more unwanted pregnancies.
I mean, if you encourage birth control and stuff like that and sex, don't you think that would decrease the number of abortions maybe? Don't they like that?
It does. But then you're teaching the little hoes to have sex.
Oh, I see.
You're encouraging
them. By educating them about what's going on sexually, you're encouraging them to act out.
What if you take away all the consequences, Ryan? We want to punish the women at all ages for having sexual thoughts that aren't specifically authorized by their male handlers.
These Republicans don't want their children to wear condoms, but they want guns in the classroom.
Well, yeah.
They want Jesus taught like it's fucking science.
Yes.
Oh, okay. What a fucked up place we live in. Stop it!
North Carolina.
God, stop being stupid.
It's going to get worse because as more people, more independents peel away from Trump and get sick of his bullshit, he's going to just start wrapping his arms around those evangelical loons even more. Even more.
Because they'll say anything to support him. If he says
utterly anything.
The problem is, in this next election, he's going to say, if you elect me, I'll have a chance to put another SCOTUS there. And I'll end abortion. And that's going to make them all squirt.
Oh, yeah.
And they won't care how big of a Nazi he is. In fact, they'll love it. They'll love it. Oh, my president's a Nazi. It's the best thing ever. I'm an idiot.
Good news?
Okay.
Trumpian era good news?
No, no, no. Let's do the story, and at the end of it, we'll decide if it's good.
It's kind of a follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
The you remember we did the story a couple weeks ago of 11-year-old. We didn't have his name at the time, but his name is Jabari Talbot. Was at Lawton Childs Middle Academy.
Lawton? Hello?
When a substitute teacher who was in the class decided she was having none of his not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, please tell me that this kid sued this person into the Stone
Age.
And
it ended up with him being arrested.
Arrested!
An 11-year-old. Let's call him Black.
What are these cops in the fucking classroom arrested this kid for not standing for the fucking pledge?
He told the substitute he will not be standing in the flag for the flag and participating in the Pledge of Allegiance because of the racist history.
Yes.
The teacher snapped back at him with kind of the standard, go back where you came from.
Okay.
To which the 11-year-old said, they brought us here.
Right.
Somebody who knows history better than substitute teacher.
Okay.
Obviously. The Root initially reported, shout out to a substitute teacher for handling that situation completely wrong.
Right. Somebody's not standing for the pledge. Let me call the principal. What the fuck?
Never tell a Black person whose ancestors built this best country in the world for free to go back as a consequence to addressing for equitable treatment.
Right.
You want to be treated fair, go back to Africa.
You know, if this teacher was good, she would discuss it. I mean, maybe you don't discuss it.
Things escalated when the 11-year-old was arrested after being reported for disrupting the classroom.
Yeah.
Including alleged threats to the teacher. I don't know about that.
Bullshit.
He was taken into custody by Lakeland Police Department. His mother was upset, obviously. After the news spread of the arrest, maybe they were listening.
To our show, to Crab Diving on the Crab Diving Network, Monday through Friday.
Roc Nation, ROC Nation, which is one of Jay-Z's joints.
Oh, Jay's, yeah. Mr. Z.
Heard about this event.
Okay.
And a philanthropic division of the famous entertainment company stepped in to help the 11-year-old boy.
Nice.
And got him a big ass lawyer.
Hell yeah. Oh shit. You got Jay-Z's lawyer.
They enlisted the help of attorney Alex Spiro, who said this is a courageous, intelligent young man who deserves all the credit for standing up for his beliefs. He should never have been arrested or entangled in this situation.
It's insane.
His freedom of speech rights were clearly protected under the First Amendment.
Yes.
And they just scored a big win as all of the charges against the 11-year-old have been tossed out.
Now tell me they're suing people.
I hope so.
Hell yes. Because that's the only way to make these dingbats listen. You got to sue them. Right?
The mother issued a statement. My son and I are grateful for all the athletes, entertainers, Roc Nation, and community of supporters that have raised awareness about this injustice and showed their support. Although his case has been dismissed, I do want people to know this isn't just about my son. This prejudice happens to African-American kids all across the country. This fight isn't... How about African-American football players?
Oh, yeah.
This bullshit happens too.
Yeah.
This fight isn't over, which is why I have civil rights complaints pending with the U.S. Department of Education.
Yeah, man.
At the end of the day, I want to ensure that no child ever has to experience this injustice again. So, in other words, she's going to sue the fuck out of everybody involved, and rightfully so.
I mean, the issue, though, is this pledge. Do you need the Pledge of Allegiance at school?
No.
Do you have to pledge your loyalty to a thing hanging on a wall?
And how terrifying that there's a not tiny percentage of our country that thinks it should be a law that you have to stand for the pledge or for the Star Spangled Banner. They think there should be a law that you should be hauled away if you're not displaying your fealty and your honor and respect.
So let's slippery slope that. The pledge. The national anthem. What else can you get arrested for not participating in?
Right. Not going to church.
Oh, look, I looked at your internet history. I'm going to arrest you.
Yep.
It's un-American.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yes. For not going to church.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what'd be, you know what's funny about that? I guarantee you, say there's a law that mandated everybody in this goddamn country has to go to church.
Ooh, wait, Mike Pence is woozy.
Yeah. I bet all the Christians would hate it, though, because all of a sudden
they actually have to go to church.
Well, there's no more room. They're crowded in the pews. The church will love it. They're getting paid, right? You know, lots of people in there.
Mm, they love it now.
Oh, they love it now. But then, yeah, you're right. On Sunday would be impossible to eat anywhere.
More winning.
That, and by the way, that was a good story. It's a very good story.
Yeah, but the fact that it happened in the first place is not good.
Right.
Injustice is partially, it wasn't alleviated. The kid got arrested.
Yeah, the kid was traumatized.
Yeah. How does that make the kid feel about police? Is he supposed to look up to the police? And he's supposed to look up to his elders and look up to the teachers and all these people involved that violated his civil rights.
Well, I bet his feelings about the cops are probably justified, you know?
Well,
got arrested for not saying the pledge, get arrested.
And I'm 11.
And I'm 11. I'm 11.
Yeah.
Shit. That's fucked up, man.
Fucking
cops. And I read somewhere that what was the two cops in Brooklyn that had custody of an 18-year-old woman and they had sex with her and they said,
oh, I saw that.
They have sex.
They're not being charged.
They're not being charged with that. Yeah. They're being charged with bribery and some other shit. Yeah. They're going to be in jail for about 7 years. The other shit, they would have been in jail for 25 years.
Yeah.
They raped a girl who was in their custody. And that's right, because then New York or somebody said that if you're in custody, you can't consent to sex.
You don't have consent. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're cops.
They passed a law after that happened. But because those cops, it happened before the law was passed, they're not being charged.
Oh, I see. It's not. Yeah, yeah.
What kind of bullshit is that? But still, that person got raped.
Yeah. I'm sure she wanted it, right? That's what they said.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, they're saying that she consented after they said they will let her go.
Oh, I remember that. Right.
Yeah, what is wrong with our fucking illegal cops?
It's not illegal at all. Another fail for the Trump administration and these fucking Christo fascists, which ties in a little bit with what we talked about earlier.
Yes.
Except this is on an international level. February 22nd, the Trump administration announced that it would end federal funding to health providers performing abortions. Effort to defund Planned Parenthood.
Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong. Federal funding doesn't fund abortions.
Correct.
Is that's reality, right?
Correct.
Okay.
They don't want funding to go to any organization that has anything to do with abortions.
They
don't want to fund all the rest of the shit that Planned Parenthood does, like general health care. Reproductive health care. They don't want to fund that.
Cancer screenings?
No. Kill babies. Baby chop chops.
Right. You don't care if there's pollution in the air giving you cancer, fucking up your skin. You don't want women to go to Planned Parenthood to get screened for cancer.
So one of the things they did, this is kind of the domestic version of this global gag rule that Trump imposed in 2017, which cut U.S. health funding from global organizations,
yes,
that might perform or even talk about abortions.
Oh my God!
Even if you say you
speech,
if you say
something,
that, you know, you could have access to an abortion. The United States says no funding for you. They called it the global gag rule. Those of us who are for choice,
yes.
And first implemented under Ronald Reagan in 1984, the global gag rule has been rescinded by every Democrat and then put back in by every Republican.
Fuck off with this equal sides bullshit. Suck my cock.
Supporters of the global gag rule say that defunding abortion providers reduces abortions. Guess what we've now found out?
That doesn't make sense.
That it's just the opposite. They found that the U.S. policy actually made women in sub-Saharan Africa twice as likely to have an abortion.
I mean, man, what the fuck? You know what? It'll be a better day. And religious people, no offense, but when you take the cross and take it out of our ass and stop fucking us with it, things will be a lot better.
It confirms findings in Africa. This is in Latin America.
Okay.
Confirms findings in Africa showing the global gag rule had an even greater, effect in Latin America. Analyzing abortion data from 51 developing countries, they found that women in Latin America were three times more likely to have an abortion while the global gag rule was in effect. So they can go back to the Reagan era and study abortions when the Republicans had the gag order.
Yes.
And when the Democrats killed the gag order.
Where does this gag order come from? Just
it's something under the executive branch that they can decide how the money is spent for global health funded, you know, government funded organizations.
I mean,
so they could say, we're not, no money for you if you do abortions or talk about abortions.
So was the gag order created so religious people could fuck us with their Jesus shit?
Yes. No abortion for you.
God. Oh, my God. This bullshit based on people's faith or whatever the crap religion they believe in inside their head.
So reflecting the impact, the percentage of pregnancies in Latin America ending in abortion rose from 23% in 1994 under the Clinton administration up to 32% by 2010 after two terms of Bush administration gag rule.
God damn. Holy fuck. Wow. Thank you.
Funding cuts under the global gag rule cause healthcare staff reductions, clinic closures, and contraceptive shortages in other countries. Without family planning, counseling, and birth control, there are more unintended pregnancies and consequently more abortions.
Ugh.
But you can't tell these fucking idiots this.
No,
we have data. We have proof.
Fuck
here
you.
In the States.
Fake
here
news.
Worldwide.
They think a load is a child. They think a load drying in a sock is a person. They want to give that thing personhood. In Alabama, you can sue if you're a fucking fetus.
The numerous studies, by the meanwhile, confirm that making abortions harder to get does not stop them from happening. It just makes them less safe.
Because people need them.
Right.
You know, I mean, this is why you need sex education in schools, right?
Latin America, heavily Catholic region. Oh,
thank you. Thank you, Catholics.
Has the world's most restrictive abortion laws. Six of the countries, including Honduras, Nicaragua, and El Salvador, completely ban abortion.
They, you know what? They hate abortion, but what do they love? Child rape, baby! We're Catholics!
Others permit it only in extreme cases like rape, incest, or maternal health. In other words, in Honduras, Nicaragua, and El Salvador, if you're raped or incested, that you're carrying that baby. No exceptions. And so that's what the Republicans, that's what Mike Pence would love to do here.
Oh, God.
Tie her down to the bed until she gives birth.
Yeah, by the way, happy Ash Wednesday to all you Catholics. Congratulations on the weird shit you put on your fucking forehead. It's lovely.
The day Catholics looked like they were giving Hummers to a chimney sweep.
I'm sucking off Dick Van Dyke. You see that article we put up about Mike Pence?
Oh, yeah.
Ash Wednesday, man. Nobody's more hardcore than Mike Pence, baby. He had all the ash on his forehead.
And how crazy does it show that the times we live in when people weren't sure that that was satire?
I know.
Someone photoshopped like 90 ash crosses across Mike Pence's stupid head.
Hilarious,
saying that Mike Pence went to go get the ashes like 75 times.
Yeah, his point was nobody is more hardcore than Mike fucking Pence,
but there were several comments in the on our Facebook page. It's like, yes. I hope this is a joke, right? Or this isn't true, is it?
Sometimes when people ask, I want to say yes. Yes, it is
true. Well, it's Poe's Law. I blame the Republicans more for creating an atmosphere where, of course, we would think that this might be accurate.
Yeah. Well, you don't know what.
Right.
Damn, you just... Every story we've done today is fucking nuts. There's a list. There's an enemies list that contains lawyers, doctors, and journalists. Photojournalists. Yeah, sure. What? That's bananas.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
So abortions, congratulations, conservatives. The exact opposite effect.
Right.
You want fewer abortions. You're getting more because of your stupid regressive policies.
Listen, until these guys get out of government, this country is just going to be skull fucked and skull fucked and skull fucked.
Yeah.
You know?
But at this point, we need to wait till closer to the election because that means less Pence time to be in charge. Like, if Trump is somehow removed soon, we're still going to have Pence for a certain amount of time. And that could be scarier.
Yeah,
potentially.
That sucks.
Because he's not going to be
re-elected.
On Twitter.
He'll get fucking reelected.
He's not going to be on Twitter every 5 seconds. He's not going to be, I mean, if it's a step up, he's not going to be sucking Putin cock, I don't think.
Bob Mueller, are you listening to the Crabs Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, crabdiving.com/live? If you're listening, please find some shit on Mike Pence. Please. That is all.
I don't know why.
How happy would you be if you woke up one morning and be like, Mike Pence resigned over findings in the Mueller probe?
Sure.
Shit, man.
Depends on who gets picked as
Pelosi.
Trump's veep.
No. If Trump is impeached and Mike Pence is impeached.
But it would have to happen literally at the exact same moment.
President Pelosi. No, she's third in charge, right?
But they would have to impeach Pence and Trump at the exact same time, because if Trump is impeached and removed, instantly Pence gets vaulted to the new spot.
And then he gets
to pick his vice president.
Oh,
who would then assume
him. And then you would have to impeach him. Damn.
I don't know if you could have multiple impeachments at the exact same instant that would purge us of
me. I wanted Pelosi as president just because it would piss those assholes off.
Oh,
could
imagine?
Imagine playing clips from, say, pick one, Rush Limbaugh, Coach Dave, Glenn Beck, any of these wackos, if Nancy Pelosi is president, they will lose their minds.
There's another story about this. How nefarious and evil this fucking administration is.
Yes.
Because now we found out that there's some international journalist.
Okay.
From Finland.
Hello.
Where they have a good prison system and 6 weeks paid vacation.
Oh, geez.
For everybody, 35-hour work weeks.
How horrible. You mean the government just doesn't stand there ass fucking them with crosses? Where's their enemies list?
Let's remind everyone about these economists and everyone that were so thrilled with how capitalism was going in the 20s and 30s.
Right.
After 30s and 40s, let's say, that they thought, well, this is going to be great because everyone's going to make the economy is going to make so much money and wealth that people will only have to work 10 to 15 hours a week to be able to live lavish lifestyles. Wouldn't it be great if people didn't have to work so much? Say that now, and Republican heads explode.
They love work.
They love other people working for them.
Work so much
yes.
that they pay you so little that all right. you have to do is fucking work. In fact, if you work your ass off at minimum wage, you can't afford a two-bedroom apartment in any American city.
And what do they literally say to people who are like, well, I've got two kids. I'm working a full-time job for not a lot of money. I don't have time. I can't afford daycare to go to school to improve my... They're like, well, go to school. Get a better job. Work harder. I worked two jobs when I was...
Yeah. They say the same thing people say sometimes if you tell them you're a comic. You're like, ever thought about doing a sitcom?
Oh, wow. What a great idea.
Yeah.
Jessica Arrow is her name. Investigative journalist from Finland.
Yes.
She in the past has faced down death threats and harassment over her work exposing Russia's propaganda machine.
Damn.
Long before our elections in 2016.
No shit. Why didn't we listen to her?
In January, the U.S. State Department told her that she would be honored with the prestigious International Women of Courage Award.
Yes.
That was going to be presented in Washington by the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo.
Okay.
However, a couple of weeks later, the State Department was like, oh, oops, sorry. No, we made a mistake. You're not getting the award.
Oopsie. Papo.
A State Department spokesperson said, oh, it's a regrettable error. Regrettable error.
We fucked up.
But now they've found out that the department revoked her award after officials went through her social media posts and found that she criticizes Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. Shit, man.
International Women of Courage Award.
Right.
For a journalist.
And if she criticizes...
You've got it, you win. Then they look at her Twitter feed and she dared to criticize the dear leader. So they said, no award for you.
She had enough courage to speak out against you, you fucking tyrant. And you took her award for courage away.
Could these people be smaller and more petty? Is it possible for them to be more garbage people than they already are and sad and pathetic?
Oh, it's just
and small and petty.
Oh, vomitous.
We've just become such a shithole. It really is an embarrassing country run by embarrassing people, elected by embarrassing people.
And Trump looks out in the world and is like, look at all those shithole countries.
Well, the black ones, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
This is the shithole. I'm sorry.
It is.
Your fucking cops are out of control. I mean, really? That fucking story, that girl got raped. And she's not going to see justice about that. Those cops aren't going to get in trouble for that. Fuck.
One diplomatic source familiar with the internal deliberations say it created a shit storm of getting her unceremoniously kicked off the list.
Oh, my God. How embarrassing.
I think it was absolutely the wrong decision on so many levels, the source said.
Oh, yeah.
And it had nothing to do with her work.
So
nothing to do with her work.
God damn. Boy, that is some evil shit. But wait, what is the award? The
the International Women of Courage Award.
So why is there no recourse for this person?
No, to get the award?
No, I mean, no. We ruined it.
There's no indication the decision to revoke the reward, the award came from the Secretary of State or the White House, but officials are suggesting the decision came from lower level State Department officials afraid of the optics of Pompeo granting an award to an outspoken critic of Trump.
But it, listen, guys, it's isn't it a show of strength when you can, I don't know, be civil with someone that doesn't feel the same way you do? Is it that?
Well, and I don't know that I believe that, to be honest with you, that but shame on them. I mean, I don't know if I believe that the Secretary of State or the White House was not involved in revoking this award.
No, I believe. Absolutely.
I don't know if I believe that. But even if it didn't get that high, shame on them for creating the atmosphere where the underlings felt they had to do this.
They felt intimidated. They don't want to be the guy that Donald Trump says, wait.
Exactly.
Who's getting this award? Look at all the shit she said about me. Who okayed this? And then that person's fucking fired.
Because, you know, it would be we'd be laughing about it. We'd be like, look at this woman that the Trump administration just gave an international award to. And you'd look through her tweets and it would say, you know, Trump sucks balls.
What am I? I feel like I'm conflating this story with some other person got an award that had just donated fuck tons of money to Trump's campaign. The last name was someone who's evil.
Well, we've already gotten people who've gotten ambassadorships because they've donated to Trump's campaign.
Adelson. Sheldon Adelson.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. She got the Congressional Medal of Honor or something like that.
Right. But
no,
she got the president's. Is the dude. And it's her daughter or his wife or
his wife got his wife got a Presidential Medal of Freedom or something like that.
For what?
For the millions of dollars they donated to Trump's campaign.
That's how much that costs. Donald, just put on the White House website, just put up a cost list for all those awards. I'll look through it. Maybe there's something I can afford. Do you want an award? I'll get you one for Christmas. What do you want? What do you want?
Who, me?
Yeah. Well, what award do you want from the White House?
Your awards, yeah.
I don't want your shitty awards. Man. That person probably doesn't want Mike Pompeo giving her a fucking award. Mr. Torture.
So another example of just a tiny, tiny, sad, little, pathetic, insecure baby men and women of our
God
administration.
God, man.
Loathsome.
Yeah.
Including genital to genital, oral to genital, anal genital, oral anal. Whether between persons of the same or opposite sex or between humans and animals.
This is...
What is this?
This is Washington State House member... this is...
It's a good call.
I saved this one for the last, yeah.
Genital! Anal!
Recently, legislators in the Washington State passed legislation meant to decriminalize teen sexting. So
decriminalize it or
decriminalize it. They up until now, two 14-year-olds,
yes,
sending a dick pic to his girlfriend,
right,
or her flashing her boobies and sending it to him. They could be on the sex offender registries for the rest of their natural lives
because
of that.
Right.
Because they're sending essentially kitty porn to each other.
Oh, okay.
Even though they're said kitties.
Right, right.
Well, representative who was trying to have a more nuanced approach to this, Noel Frame said 50 minors have been charged with distributing child pornography since this became the law.
Oh my
god. 2017. It's ridiculous.
Really? What this guy talking, who is
No, this is a guy who wants to keep the law.
No, okay.
Genital
anal.
The it's obviously, there's obviously a difference between someone who's a rapist or a child molester and some stupid teenager sending a dick pic or boob pics of to their boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yes.
Putting someone on the sex offenders registry for the rest of their lives for that.
That's fucked up.
Affects them negatively.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're a parent, maybe tell your kids.
Well, it's stupid.
Smartphones. Don't take a picture of your stupid. Cock and send it to your girlfriend.
Right.
Okay.
I would argue, be careful if you're an adult for the same.
Because anybody.
Those will end up somewhere.
Yes.
All you got to do is piss off the wrong person.
Right.
The new bill would prevent kids from being charged with a felony for possessing naked photos of themselves, which they apparently could.
So they're going to be a felon their whole fucking life.
Minors sharing naked photos, however, could be charged with simple or gross misdemeanor, blah, blah, blah. If they're between 13 and 7, kids under 12 will still be a Class B felony, blah, 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 blah. It's designed to educate kids, decriminalize these activities so they can come forward and report if they're actually being exploited by adults or whatever. Because this creates kids not wanting to, come forward to the police. Another example of conservatives over-punishing and over-policing and achieving the opposite result.
And this guy sounds insane.
So this is... This is Representative Brad Klippert. Let's call him a Republican and a Pentecostal preacher.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Does Brad practice his snake waving bullshit? Because that's what the Pentecostals are up to, dude. Fuck that. The Pentecostals are up to shit where they go and get these fucking cotton mouths, these copperheads, and often they have to travel across state lines and bring more snakes to wherever you happen to be. I don't want that.
So Klippert didn't like it. He wanted to limit the decriminalization.
Yes.
To only images of, quote, unclothed breasts, unclothed genitals, or unclothed pubic area or buttocks shared.
Is that what he was saying?
No. Shared between two teenagers, but feels that any other kind of, quote, sexually explicit conduct should be a crime. So in other words, if the kids share a picture of his dick to his girlfriend,
yes,
that's one thing. If he shares a picture of his dick blowing a load,
right,
he's ready for jail.
Okay.
Or if they take pictures of themselves engage in sexual activity with each other.
Right. Right.
That would still be a felony, yes, according to Mr. Preacher.
Right. Be careful with your selfie sticks, everybody.
His amendment was voted down because legislators felt that it would have been counterproductive. And teenagers who have created or shared explicit images may be reluctant to seek adult help for fear of being prosecuted.
Why does this guy have to read it?
He was not happy about it. In response, he leapt up to the floor started yelling a list of all the kinds of sex that he is grossed out by and that teenagers could hypothetically be sending videos of themselves doing. This is what's going to happen, Ryan, if you don't vote to criminalize any kind of teenage sexual activity.
Including genital to genital. Oral to genital, anal, genital, oral, anal.
Wait. I'm trying to figure out what he is talking about. When he says, like,
these are things that will be decriminalized.
They're each item. So there's like one item is genital to anal, oral to genital.
Yes.
Okay, please replay it from the beginning. I can't hear this enough. I'm sorry. This is insane.
Including genital to genital, oral to genital, anal, genital, oral, anal.
Oral, anal. He wants everyone to know there's some butt licking going on.
Oh, God. Imagine this is your dad. If he's like, hey, I saw your dad at work. Anal.
Oh, I would make this my ringtone. My ringtone.
Oh, this would be great. Oral, anal, genital, anal.
To genital, anal, genital, oral, anal. Whether between persons of the same or opposite sex, or between humans and animals.
Ah! What anal? Like anal between like a horse?
Or between humans and animals. Penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object.
What? Something of the rectum or vagina?
Penetration of the anus or vagina by any object, Ryan. You could shove anything up there and take a picture of it. It's going to be okay.
Wait, it's okay?
If you decriminalize, if you don't,
oh, right.
If you don't,
I'm going to shove this lamp up my asshole.
If you don't
take a fucking picture of it and it's cool.
If you don't accept Brad Clifford's amendments, he's upset.
He swoops in and saves society.
This is what's now going to happen. You all
pictures of your kid shoving, I don't know, shit up their asshole.
Animals. Penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object. Masturbation, sadomasochistic abuse. Mr. Speaker, I request permission to read the definition of sadism.
Sadism?
Mr. Speaker, I request permission to read the definition of sadism. First of all, you need to read the pronunciation of sadism.
Sadism. I'm sadism when I get a light bulb stuck in my asshole.
That's when you're upset because you had a bad orgasm.
I'm sadism.
Definition of sadism.
Please continue.
Who is that guy?
Please continue. That's the Speaker of the House of Representatives in Washington State.
Washington State?
Sadism is defined as to derive pleasure, especially sexual gratification, from inflicting pain, suffering, or humiliation on others.
Anal.
This is what this bill is talking about, not images.
I like turtles.
Defecation or urination for the purpose of sexual stimulation of the viewer.
Urination for the purpose of sexual stimulation of the viewer.
Listen, I'm peeing for the sole purpose of turning you on. What do you think about that?
This is what's going on in the House of Representatives in the State House of Washington.
Oral. Anal.
Is
genital.
This,
anal.
Is this
genital,
seriously?
Oral.
Is this seriously what this district that voted for this guy thought they were getting when they sent him to? I mean, are they happy that they sent this Pentecostal preacher to the state house and he's spending their time, taxpayer time?
Animal. Anal. You know, I mean, it's almost musical what he's doing. It really is.
This is what this bill is talking about, not images. Defecation or urination for the purpose of sexual stimulation of the viewer. And I could go on, but I won't.
Defecation?
Mr. Speaker, if you're 18 years or old, of age or older, and you disseminate any of this stuff, it's a Class B felony. If you disseminate any of this stuff of a child under the age of 13, it's a Class B felony.
That's the end of the clip, so... There you go. The headline at Wonkette said, "Want to watch a Republican legislator scream about anal sex for a full minute?
Color me there." I'm choking. That's so funny. I mean, that's funny.
This is who's being sent.
Anal. Genitals.
Sent to state houses.
Penetration of the anal.
Including genital to genital. Oral to genital. Anal. Genital, oral, anal.
It won't stop. This will be a drop.
Oh, several.
Genital, oral, anal.
You don't drink water. Oral, anal.
Oral, anal.
Genital. Oh, the way he says anal. No, listen, nobody He's says horrified. Anal better than this Pentecostal preacher wacko.
Yeah. And I'm sure
he got elected.
I'm sure he's never engaged in anything other than totally vanilla missionary position
anal.
Sex.
Anal. Did this guy. So, like, they're discussing the bill. And he's not. He doesn't like the way the discussion's going.
He lost it. So he runs
up. He already lost.
He already lost.
This I believe he was already voted down his amendment, Jesus. And this is his butthurt cry party.
I mean, guys, you fucking you already lost, but you wanted to do your anal, oral, genital monologue. That's crazy.
That's that story. We only got a couple more minutes left here on the big old shoe.
Yay! Y'all. Oral, anal, genital, animal rectum.
I'm so glad I saved that for the end of the show, basically.
I'm going to be walking around all night just being, anal, oral.
Oh, you're not going back to Alabama, are you?
Oh, yeah. that's the first place I'm going.
We've got a new poll out.
Poll?
Speaking of oral and anal.
Genital to genital.
Quinnipiac University poll. We now have 60% of people say that they support the full legalization of marijuana.
Yeah, man. Fuck it.
And only 33% oppose it.
Fuck you. 33%. What's
change,
wrong with them?
A change of 9%. It was 51% in 2012.
Okay.
Who support it. Now it's up to 60.
Shit, man. 9% to 60.
An even larger majority, 63%, support erasing criminal records for those convicted of marijuana possession.
Hell yeah, baby.
Medical marijuana is even more overwhelming. 93% are in favor of medical marijuana.
Oh, shit. That's everybody.
Only 5% opposed. What? Find find something that 93% of all fucking Americans agree on.
Yeah.
Find something else.
Well, I want to meet the 10% that are just assholes.
5%.
5% that are assholes.
Governor Murphy of New Jersey now is trying to get weed legalized there.
Oh, okay.
He's a Democrat, has been talking about how much money they can make.
Yeah.
On the federal level, Cory Booker reintroduced his Marijuana Justice Act, which would remove marijuana from the federal list of controlled substances, where it has been since 1970, on the same level as heroin, ecstasy, and LSD.
Genital! Anal!
But the most interesting thing about this Quinnipiac poll is that for the first time, every age group supports legalization except one.
Okay.
Over 65.
Well, listen, guys, fine. No marijuana for you, but why not for us, dickheads? Right. Fuck you. Fuck you.
And then under 35, 85% of people say it should be legalized.
Holy shit,
so
man.
So if you're on the wrong side of history, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
Fuck you. They just want more people in prison.
Although I was going to say, I think it's less about the evils of marijuana
to make some money,
and more about how easy prisons. It is to lock black people up for marijuana and infractions.
Yay.
We're back tomorrow, Faithless Friday, y'all. Thanks for joining us. We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application, or at crabdiving.com.
Right.
Ryan's doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy. His Instagram is RatedRComedy. Or go to his website for his schedule, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everyone. We will be back tomorrow.
Genital to genital. Anal.
Yes, sir, Jesus. I will do it.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.